From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. With low grain prices across the board, Midwest farmers are expected to gamble by planting a record amount of soybean acreage this year in hopes of turning a profit. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture expects farmers to plant 89.5 million acres of soybeans this year, up 7% from last year and a new national record. Soybeans are fetching a higher price right now compared to corn and wheat. Mindy Mallory is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. She says the U.S. already has a stockpile of soybeans.
And if we have another good year in terms of yields with these kind of acreage numbers, then we'll be facing low prices well into next year as well.
Cotton acreage is expected to jump up a whopping 21% from last year. On the other end, wheat acreage is expected to drop to the lowest amount in almost a century. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
The four campuses of the University of Missouri system are reporting a drop in applications from international students. System officials say the current political climate and concerns about safety are contributing to the decline. New system president Moon Choi has said one of his first initiatives is to increase revenue by attracting more of these students. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the campuses reported declines from last fall ranging from 10% to 50%, although the Columbia campus has refused to release actual numbers. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has signed a bill that sticks farmers who misuse herbicides with stricter penalties. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
The new law gives the Missouri Department of Agriculture the authority to ding farmers up to $10,000 if they use an herbicide for a crop it's not labeled for and if it drifts and damages a neighbor's crops. For repeat offenders, the penalty jumps up to $25,000. Casey Wasser is the director of policy with the Missouri Soybean Association, which supported the bill. He says the law is meant to protect farmers.
With prices the way they are and farmers struggling to make ends meet, it's very important that we're boosting yield instead of reducing it, and I think that this tool will help that.
Republican Representative Don Roan sponsored the legislation after more than 40,000 acres in the Boot Heel were damaged by an illegal herbicide. I'm Christopher Husted.
Missouri Democrats are threatening to block a bill that would bar local governments from enacting minimum wages that exceed the state's current $7.65 an hour. But Republican senators are trying to negotiate a compromise. Republican floor leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City said he's committed to making sure there's only one minimum wage in Missouri.
Individual municipalities just coming along after you've been operating your business forever all of a sudden changes the rules. In other words, what you're going to pay the people you hire should be based on the market, not based on a local government coming in and forcing you to change that model.
St. Louis's minimum wage is set to rise $11 an hour next year, while Kansas City voters will decide on a $15 an hour minimum wage in August. Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.